An issue that has sort of bothered me through the years is you see these beautiful churches and all this wealth and gold and paintings and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, shouldn't that go to the poor people?
Yeah, it's an issue that is a stumbling block for a lot of people. Here's a couple of things I'd say. One is, we can't just say the church and mean the Vatican. So in our minds comes the image of the Vatican, all of its splendor, its great artwork, its sumptuous vestments, all that. The church is this very complex, variegated reality that includes that and includes Mother Teresa in the slums of Calcutta, includes those missionaries working in primitive parts of the world. It includes the nitty-gritty of the church's outreach to the poor. There's all of this complexity and richness. You've got wealthy parishes. You've got very poor parishes. You've got parishes among the leaders of society. You've got missionary outposts and so on. The church is this huge variegated whole, every aspect of which is saying something. It's exemplifying something of Christ. So, for example, Mother Teresa reaching out to the poor. Well, there's Jesus. There we can see Christ in his outreach to the poor. How about the Vatican, though? The Pope comes in sumptuous vestments, surrounded by Baroque splendor, the Sistine Chapel over there. Well, that speaks of Christ, too. Christ, who is the incarnate Word of God. Paul talks about the infinite riches of Christ. All that richness is meant, at its best, to give glory to God and to witness to the splendor of the Incarnation, the splendor of Revelation. We have to see the whole church. Here's an image now from G.K. Chesterton I like, because he faced the same critique back in the 1910s. He said, Thomas More, when he was the Lord Chancellor of England, wore the splendid robes of his office with the gold chain and all that. But underneath that, he wore a hair shirt. In fact, in the famous Hans Holbein portrait of Thomas More, you can see it. Peeking up just under the sumptuous garments is his hair shirt. So on the outside, all the splendor of his office, but then close to his skin was this penitential hair shirt. And Chesterton saw that as evocative of the church as a whole. It does show forth the splendor of God, the splendor of the Incarnation and Revelation, and it wears the hair shirt. And both of those are on display. And we have to look at the whole church, not just part of it.
About those great churches, yeah. I mean, they had to take a really long time to build. And also, the artwork that was in there, where did that come from?
Yeah, well, you know, take a place like Chartres Cathedral, my favorite church in the whole world. It took 100 years to build Chartres. And it's paid for by a lot of the, you know, wealthy families, the royal families of France. But the workers were very ordinary people who were born and lived and died as Chartres was being built and who gave their entire lives to build this place. Actually, at Chartres, if you get behind one of the main towers, you can't see it from the ground. You have to go all the way up and stand behind it. You can see this splendidly carved figure. I remember when I saw it thinking, who did that and why? Well, it was some craftsman. They weren't heroes in those days. They were simple craftsmen who would have carved these things. Spent his whole life probably doing this thing that hardly anyone would ever see. But he did it for the glory of God. And I don't think they saw the splendor of Chartres as an insult to their poverty or as a sign of the oppression of the wealthy. I think it was their way of giving glory to God. So that's part of it. Also, Reynold Hillenbrand, who was the rector of Mundelein Seminary, this is now back in the 1940s, he was famously involved with the poor and social justice. He said, remember, the poor need beauty as much as they need food and drink. So that their souls have got to be fed as well as their bodies. And you feed the souls of people by showing them splendid, beautiful things. That's part of what the church is up to. Now, has it been abused sometimes over the centuries? Sure. Have some people abused their wealth? Of course. But at its best, the church, I think, uses the splendor of its architecture and art to give glory to God and to uplift the souls of everybody.